It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Since the DNC announced it will hold its 2020 convention in Milwaukee, there have been a lot of conversations about what that will mean for the city. One issue that continues to raise questions is the number of available hotel rooms for delegates.
Of the three main cities contending for the DNC convention, Milwaukee was by far the smallest. But reporter Tom Dakin says that won't be a problem. Dakin covers commercial real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he joins me in studio. Tom, thanks so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Exactly how they calculate this, but it's been such a big topic since the DNC was announced. How many hotel rooms do we actually currently have in the city of Milwaukee?
Let's go with the downtown and the near downtown neighborhoods, because I mean, city will obviously be a little bit larger number because you have some hotels mostly down by the airport. But if you take downtown, near downtown, so think downtown, Menominee Valley with the Pottawatomie Hotel, Walker's Point, Third Ward, you got about, I think, 5,400 rooms, all of which are going to be booked solid for the DNC. The local organizing committee had to guarantee 15,000 rooms within a roughly 20-minute drive. So that would include communities that you would normally think of that have a fair number of hotels: Glendale, Wauwatosa, Brookfield, and probably Franklin Oak Creek, along with those City of Milwaukee hotels down by the airport.
Yeah. Which makes sense. It's not that far a drive, and you think.
But the actual demand will likely exceed that, because you've got, in addition to the delegates that are coming, in addition to the campaign staffs that are coming, you have a lot of other people, news media being primarily among those additional groups. So I'm sure there will be people staying, for example, in Lake Geneva. I'm sure there will be people staying at the Kohler Club near Sheboygan. I believe Madison has been mentioned as a likely host. I think you can fairly toss in Racine, Kenosha, into that category as well.
I've even heard people saying that they might stay in Chicago and then just take the Amtrak up.
That's definitely a possibility, yeah. Luckily for those folks, the walk from our intermodal station to the Five Star Forum is relatively short. And the city hopes to have an extension to the HOP, the streetcar running by then, that would actually run that distance right up 4th Street.
Yeah, it would go straight from the intermodal too.
Correct, right, right.
The Five Star.
So for those people who can't handle, a 5-minute walk, sorry.
No, but, it's true. It's not actually that far. All
no,
of Milwaukee
it really,
is pretty.
It really isn't. So, yeah.
So they've promised 15,000 rooms, and some of that is actually going to come from new construction. And this is something that's been going on for a while. It's not as though the DNC was announced everyone started building hotels. But we do have a number of hotels that are in the works. How many of those are in the kind of core downtown area?
Well, there are some that are under construction right now that started construction in the past year or so that will be open this summer and this fall. So off the top of my head, downtown, that would include the Drury Inn and Suites, which is literally right across the corner from where you and I are sitting right now at North Water and East Wisconsin Avenue. You've got the Cambria Hotel that will open during that time period. That's at the corner of Plankinton and Clybourne on the west of the river. So those are under construction. Those will definitely happen. And then you've got some hotels, both downtown and elsewhere, that are just beginning construction or are about to begin construction, that are under a little more of a rush. The Marriott Renaissance Hotel in Wauwatosa, for example, at Mayfair Road and North Avenue, that's an office building that's being converted into an upscale hotel. They should open by June. They were actually planning, even before DNC was announced, to open by June. So they're underway.
June of 2020.
I'm sorry, June of 2020. I beg your pardon, right. But then we've got some hotels that are kind of coming up very close to the timeline in which they could actually be a part of the DNC business. So, for example, there's a developer out of Minneapolis who is working with a firm from Iowa to open three hotel brands in two separate buildings that will be built along a block along Michigan Street on the east side of downtown, where there's an office building that's about to be demolished. And he told me, and we reported in the Journal Sentinel and Jazz Online, that he's hoping to get open by then. If he gets started in the next 30 to 60 days, he probably will be okay. But naturally, he doesn't want to open like a week or two before the convention. He wants to open at least a month ahead of time to be able to work out the inevitable bugs that they'll encounter. So some of these folks are facing a pretty close timeline. But just to get to your earlier point, nobody builds a hotel based on one event. So nobody goes out and gets investors and gets a construction loan to build a hotel because the DNC is coming to town. So there are other hotels that are about to begin construction that won't open by the DNC. They'll miss that revenue opportunity, but they'll be fine. It's not like, obviously, they're not dependent on just one event to be a financial success.
Well, and to the point of one event, July, as you mentioned in your article, July is really the busiest time for Milwaukee hotels.
Yeah, for some reason, a lot more people come here during the summer than during the winter. I personally can't figure
can't
it out, but,
it.
You know, people, what are you going to do? Yeah, July is normally very busy. Lots of outdoor events. Summerfest runs through part of July. You've got other ethnic festivals. You've got the Brewers on their way to winning yet another World Series. So, you know, there's a lot of business in the summer and in July in particular.
Do we know or do we have an idea for how that might also impact the availability of hotel rooms? I mean, I think like a lot of Milwaukeeans, I have this idea of just, you know, we're going to try to go to work and just be in a sea of people.
There's going to be some of that. I mean, it's not something that I have covered, but we have covered and we will be covering the logistics issue. And that goes back to the whole idea of getting the hop open that would be part of that. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of people. And if you're used to easily maneuvering around downtown, you might need to rethink that, might need to allow a little more time to get to your workplace if this is the area to where you're commuting. I know the hotels themselves will be dealing with transportation. Obviously, if you have delegates staying in Wauwatosa or Glendale, they're going to need to weigh back and forth. There'll be shuttles. Most hotels have shuttles right now as it is for that courtesy, but there'll be those types of services for people.
There are some people who seem as though they are kind of rushing for this one event. You mentioned, of course, not everybody can.
Right.
Just because of how the timeline works. Are we at all afraid that people are going to try to rush to market too quickly in order to accommodate the DNC?
Well, if they do, it's not my problem, your problem. It's the problem of the hotel operator and his or her financial backers, because by rushing, what that really means is you're spending more money than you budgeted. You're expediting construction, usually by paying more money for the labor component of your development costs. So when you are a developer and owner of a hotel, the calculation you need to make is, how much more money is this going to cost me to get this hotel that I can assure will be ready in time for the DNC above what I had originally budgeted? How much money can I expect to obtain by being ready for the DNC? Does that make it worth my while? If you're alluding to like safety issues or anything, you got to pass a building code inspection regardless of how fast you work on a project. So no city building inspector is going to feel any pressure to sign off on a project because you want to make the DNC. If you ever talk to anybody in this town who's tried to build anything, they will tell you the building inspectors are thorough and they don't cut any corners.
As you would hope.
As you would expect, yeah. That's the way it should be.
So you talked about a number of different hotel projects that are underway, not just in Milwaukee, but also in the Milwaukee area more generally.
Mm-hmm.
How many more hotels are we expecting to be built by the time the DNC happens in July of 2020?
Well, let's see. Downtown, we've got the three on the east side of downtown. That's a Holiday Inn Express, a True Hotel, and a Home 2 Suite. So those are three hotels. That's about three brands of 300 rooms. You've got the Milwaukee Athletic Club that's actually going to have a hotel. They've had guest rooms in the past, but I don't think most people have been aware of them. And frankly, they're in dire need of being ripped apart and rebuilt. And that's what's going on right now. I think that adds about another 90 rooms. That doesn't have a hotel franchise yet, but they're hoping to get a national brand name for that. Those are all downtown. You've got the Hampton Inn in Glendale. You've got an Avid Hotel in Waukesha that hopes to begin construction this summer if they get their plan commission approval. So what's that? That's now up to five hotels. We've got the aforementioned Renaissance in Wauwatosa that's under construction as we speak. That's six. You've got another one that I didn't report on, but in West Dallas that I think begins construction this year. That's an extended stay hotel. I think that's a Homewood Suites, if I remember correctly, near downtown West Dallas on 70th Street. So that's seven. Two that are under construction right now in Brookfield at the corridor. So, you know, you're getting up there, plus the ones we mentioned earlier that are actually under construction right now in downtown. So you're talking probably about a dozen hotels.
So the national conversation about, does Milwaukee have enough hotels?
Hell yes.
It's seeming like.
Yeah, we got enough hotels. We got enough hotels. And Miami and Houston, yeah, they have a lot more hotels, but a lot of them are further away too. The real true metric that the people visiting care about is, how long is it going to take me to get from the five-serve form to where I'm staying? That's all they care about. They don't care a number of miles. They care about time. And while we have more congestion here sometimes than I think people are willing to acknowledge on our freeway system, we're nothing compared to some of those cities in terms of congestion. I mean, we really have it quite good here by comparison, by some measures. So we've got enough hotels.
Tom Dakin is a reporter covering commercial real estate and development for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can read more about the 2020 Democratic National Convention at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.